I think we vocally supported Epstein on the yard once.
Oh.
Like, ironically,
that was recording, right? Yeah,
well,
no.
Leave don't that in use there. That as like a teaser or any sort of, please.
The yard one. Do you need a clap, Scootish?
I have hundreds of fans. That's your clap? I'll give you a fucking clap.
Okay. Wow, typical man.
The clap. I actually took the watch off. That's how much of a vibration it was. What do you got on there?
Can I got I ask? One. This watch?
Yeah.
Or the camera?
The watch. Who makes it?
I think Amazon. It was
Why
just...
Why are you saying it like it's a...
Because I showed up to a shoot and the stylist pulled it. And I said, can I keep that? They said, yeah, it was $12.
Oh, okay.
And so... But I like it, but I don't know how to make it smaller. But I sleep in it with my two evil eyes.
You sleep in your watch?
Yeah, because it's so loose.
What does that have to do with anything? What does the looseness have to do with it?
I don't notice that it's on because I sleep with these on. These stay on.
What are those?
These are evil eyes.
What is that?
So they protect me. Danny Bands got them for me from Mexico City.
Danny Bands, that's a rapper?
No, he's a streamer, but I bet he could rap if he applied himself.
Is he the guy who kicked the football?
Yeah.
Danny. I know the first name.
Yeah, Danny.
He's at basketball. That's a good guy.
Yeah, he's really
I do have
nice.
A gift. You want to start
for
with that?
For me?
Yes.
Oh, frick.
You went. I saw what your eyes just did. Your eyes went somewhere. Like it's time to be appreciative. And also, I'm guilty. I didn't do anything back.
Yes.
I saw that happen to you, and I want to say it's okay. I don't need anything. You're allowed to receive things.
No. You know what? No. We're beefing.
Do you want the gift or not?
Can before I
gift?
Receive.
Okay.
Because one time you said this, and you know it's weird because you and I hold on to different things. Because you'll bring up sometime.
Hold on to different things. What am I holding on to?
You'll bring like the mimosa thing that I didn't know I did. I didn't know I did that.
When you did know you did it.
I didn't know I did that.
Like later you forgot? So you both did it and also was not important enough to remember?
As I actively... No.
So you just were like, oh, I did that to you?
Like I didn't try to drug you.
That's a lovely kind of sorry if I did that.
No. I am sorry that I did that because I haven't forgotten since you brought it to me.
Mm-hmm. You broke my straight edge.
I didn't mean to.
I have to tell people now I have not been straight edge.
Oh my God. My whole life.
I've been straight edge since Cutie drugged me.
That's
alcohol
not
is a drug,
sentence.
By the way, and so is video games and so is porn. But you don't want to get into all that.
We could.
That's a topic for a more woke podcast.
Okay.
Maybe Limited Stand.
Yeah, we'll get there. Okay. They'll have to squeeze you in between Netanyahu and Lenin.
That would be just I would pay for the Patreon.
Really?
If that was what was behind that paywall.
Yeah. Finally.
I think that would, Aiden chopping it up.
Yeah, that'd be.
You want to play basketball with us after? Do they have basketball where you're from?
Do you think Aiden asks him for drinks after?
No. But I do think that he would, he'd find common ground. I think Aiden's willing to find common ground with anything even, not even
yeah,
anyone.
Yeah, but he's so charming that it works. I'm not charming, and so it doesn't work for me.
Aiden is charming. I've never heard
Wait,
it
what?
Put that way.
No? Yes.
I don't know if I disagree. I just charming. Ludwig is charming.
Yeah, he is.
Ludwig's charming. I don't know if Aiden's charming.
Aiden's charming.
Aiden is personable.
He's charming. Yeah.
If Aiden winked at you, would you be like, oh, me? I've been chosen? I don't know.
You think that's what happens when Ludwig winks at someone?
Ludwig's money. I hate to say it.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit because we haven't finished that. I don't want
to
lose it, but like you guys have always like you. Yes, he's money, but like you guys are like he like, you know.
One time, can I say what I think is actually secretly the meanest thing you've ever said to me?
Oh my God, yes, because that's where I wanted to start this.
We're starting
the
with
meanest
the things
thing
we hold on
you
to.
Said to me.
One time you said to me, we were talking about like what number we think we are out of 10.
Attractiveness?
Like attractiveness. We were all going around. And
I told you, there's no way. Okay.
You didn't give me a number, but you said to me and my girlfriend, I think you guys are like the same number, but not implying that is like necessarily a high number.
What?
Or a low number. Just
oh
like,
my God.
It wasn't like, normally in these spots, it's
your
like,
girlfriend is gorgeous.
Hold on.
I would like everyone to know his girlfriend's gorgeous.
You're under arrest for glazing.
No, it's
for
just
bouncing
like,
on it even. This, can you stop for 5 seconds?
I won't stop bouncing on your girlfriend. That's crazy.
it,
that's crazy.
Because we were kind of talking about like how like, like we were going around. It's like, oh, that person is hot. Like, about, oh, she's, and you looked at us. You're like, oh, you guys are about like the same number.
Oh my god.
Like it's just no, like a passing little comment.
Go fuck
you,
yourself.
You guys are like this, and I was like, you have to say a number if you're gonna say that.
No. Because
in my head, I'm like, what do you? Just do the play of just you go, oh, she's way out of your league, and let's move on.
No,
because now she's like, what the fuck am I, a chud?
That's crazy.
She has to look at me, you know, borderline sleep apnea, skinny fat, Xbox 360 playing 30-year-old,
skinny fat.
Yeah. BMI slightly higher than I'd like.
Okay,
working on it though. I cut all sugar right out. Okay. 2 years ago.
And then I got back on it.
I've been relapsed for about 2 years.
But I've thought about doing it again. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Can I give you my gift?
No, because now I'm mad. We'll get there.
Okay.
What is your beef? No. Let me reply. Number one. This is a
Can I first interrupt you and say happy National Women's Day?
Thank you. Yeah. I needed that. Yeah. It was yesterday, but.
But
it's our month. Yeah.
I feel like my voice is a little more interesting. And yeah. No, it's fine. What were you saying?
So here's the deal. I don't think when it's like it's obvious. How could have that been mean when it's obvious? Look at your girlfriend.
Oh my god, it's just facts, and facts don't care about your feelings.
Look at Margot Robbie. If I was like Margot Robbie and her husband are equal, what are you thinking? What do you think?
You're like the white Ben Shapiro. No, but I think the reason why producers loving it. Okay, let me explain how a conversation like Margot Robbie and her husband would go. So we'd be having sort of a conversation about like hot celebrities, and then someone would go like, Margot Robbie though. And then someone would be like, oh my god, Margot Robbie's super hot. It's like, have you seen her husband? It's like, oh, they're like equally hot. It's so annoying. The tone would inform.
Dude, you know I have tonal issues.
Yeah. Well, is it my fault you have tonal issues?
No, it's
mine.
I am
the recipient of the tone. You know?
How do I fix it?
How do you fix it? Wow.
My therapist said I was born with it.
Your therapist needs a purple heart.
Okay. But the meanest thing I said was that you are equally attractive to your girlfriend.
Funny.
And your girlfriend is gorgeous.
You're being funny. Yes. She's a babe. Sorry. I only bag 10s.
You know what? No.
My bad.
She's ugly. You're both ugly. You're so both fucking ugly.
I'm glad you say it plainly this time. Because you shrouded it behind what I consider somewhat of a cowardly gesture of, oh, you guys are about, you know, you're like a BLT if it was a guy.
And what did you guys say? I don't even see, this is the thing, you and I can't even remember, because for all I know, you guys were like, yeah, and Ludwig's way out of your league. For all I know,
you just made up a guy and got mad at it. I just watched you make up a guy and then get mad at him.
For all I know, you could have done that.
Maybe. For all you know, I mean, for all anyone else knows, that didn't happen at all. But for all you know, that potentially that's the case.
For all you know, I don't know what was in my head during that, but I was probably thinking to myself nice things.
Okay.
But my tone is bad. I have bad tone.
The next time you're thinking a nice thing, I'd love to know it.
Oh, kill yourself is what I'm thinking right now. That's crazy. No, I think nice thing. Okay, so this is my beef with you.
Do you prefer the middle part, by the way, or the Bieber? Not Bieber. Not Jason Mraz. Maybe it is Jason Mraz. Bruno Mars, Pompadouris, kind of. Oh, I brush it this way that I used to do.
I think the middle part is more in right now.
Ugh.
Oh, so now you don't want
That's what happened. You see what everyone out there? You see what just happened? I'm like, what do you think? And you gave me what you think everyone else will think.
That's because I am but a sheep.
But don't be a.
I can't.
I don't know. Shepherd.
No.
Shepherdette. Do they have girl shepherds?
No. I'm bred for a cult.
You're bred for a cult.
I need a cult. I need to follow something.
I need a cult for bread. Make me the leader.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
So here's
the deal.
What
are you mad about?
Because you were talking on the yard one time, and I never forgot this.
Okay.
Do you know what it was?
No.
Okay.
Good. I do be talking on that show.
You were talking.
Oh,
about...
I have a theory, by the way, but I don't think any of them think I'm funny anymore. But let's continue.
Oh, that'll be fun to unpack.
I think I fall into the bottom of all their lists.
Oh my god.
I don't know, it's crazy. But yeah.
We could unpack it. Do they know you're here?
No, I didn't tell anyone. I don't think they care.
I know.
I can imagine telling.
Well, okay.
I can imagine telling Lud, like, oh, I'm going to do wine
about
it. We
have a lot to unpack. You've got
a lot
of like.
And then Lud would be like, oh. You know when Lud like gives you like a fake enthusiasm about something? Like it almost seems like he'd rather be on his phone.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if I've ever told him anything that didn't fall into that category.
That's not true.
Except for like. No, I can't think of one.
Okay.
What's your thing?
So one time on the yard, this was approximately 3 years ago.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back. Find the freaking clip. Ludwig, for his birthday, was getting... We did the t-shirt thing, remember? When I had everyone gift him a t-shirt. For his birthday?
Yep.
So he's on the yard. He's talking to you guys about it. You're like, he's like, everyone gifted me a t-shirt. Mm. It was like... And it was crazy because I'm bad at receiving gifts.
He said that or you said that?
He said that.
He said that. I think he's fine at receiving gifts. He's bad at appreciating gifts later.
Crap, I forgot what you said, but it intrinsically
Oh, it must have really
shaped,
cut you deep.
It did.
Yeah.
You said, that's crazy because you're bad at receiving gifts. And Cutie's bad.
Oh my god, you're gonna make up a guy again. I'm watching Shit. You form his. I'm no. watching you in the Tony Hawk build Shit. A character, just forming a guy you fucking hate.
No.
So you can be like, and then you did this.
No, that's not.
And I'm
fair.
Shadow Link, and you're fighting Shadow Link in the pond.
No, you're not.
In
Shadow
the Mystic
Link.
River. What is it called
was
in that
it,
game,
dude?
The water.
The water.
It's not
temple.
In the water temple. It's in the water temple.
It's a water temple.
I thought it was not.
Dude,
in the water temple.
Frick! You said so. You said. It made me so mad.
Oh, it probably did. It sounds like it made you so mad that you forgot it.
You were like, I don't hold on to things as well as you do.
We just want to say, you started off that we like kind of equally but differently hold on to things.
Yeah,
and now you're
changed
saying
my mind.
I hold on to things way more.
Yeah.
Maybe it's my burden that I can't forget these things.
Yeah, well,
you ever think
about
that?
It's good. You got to tell me then, because I didn't know that I gave you a complex about
I did. You told me to kill myself almost 5 seconds
was.
Later.
Oh. No, you said, tell me some nice things is what you said.
I said if you have a thought that's nice, you should tell me the thought instead of, you know what? I can already see the direction this is going.
I don't have thoughts. They just come out
of
my mouth.
You don't have thoughts?
No, they come out of my mouth. I don't have an inner monologue.
I don't have thoughts.
I don't have an inner monologue.
I have 3 podcasts and no thoughts.
That's because it just comes out.
Treep.
It just comes
3 podcasts, no thoughts.
It just comes out.
What if what if you were in like an argument with Lud? And he was like, well, how can I trust you? You don't have any thoughts.
He dog walks me in arguments. It's crazy.
That's got to make you so mad.
It does.
Oh, man.
He always finds a way, respectfully, this is not drama. Sometimes when I talk about...
It's crazy you have to say that.
Ludenmine.
I get why, though. It's reasonable.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes when I talk about Ludenmine's fights, I'll just say in a lucrative X, I'll be like, oh, an X and I got in this fight. So then I can talk about it more plainly. But since we said Ludwig and I've already broke that fourth wall... This time, Lud, sometimes he has this, and he's gotten better at it. He has this way of like turning it back on me in a way that I leave and I'm like, damn, I do need to work on myself. Like, and not because it's never about anything serious. It'll be me being like, hey, you need to like, we need to spend more time together. And he's like, yeah, so you should stream less. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. I should stream less.
Wow.
And then I'm like, I'll fix that.
Gaslight Gary.
And then, but I don't think he's gaslighting.
You think he's spitting facts?
I don't know. In the moment, I leave always confused about what I brought up.
Have you considered blindly blaming him and moving on? Have you considered just being like, it's probably his fault. I won't think about it any deeper. And I'll move on happy that I didn't do anything wrong. Have you considered that?
No.
It's really great because he's the type of guy, he'll just be like, yeah, sure.
No.
I think so.
No.
Well, I guess you get to tell me. But
I just gave you an example. No,
he just seems like the type of Lud seems like the type of guy who he we shouldn't talk about Ludwig so much.
I know.
Fucking,
how stereotypical of us.
Like, why, like I'm like his second girlfriend now. You know what I mean? We're just talking about him.
Second girlfriend.
Like it's just like why are
I
we talking
really
about
hate to
him?
Break it to you. You think you're the second?
Who's second?
What do you mean? Freaking Squeaks is literally bouncing on it right now.
He's turning it into a glazed donut right now?
Yeah.
Oh, Squeaks. They would be so good together. Him and Michael, I think, also would be so good together.
Okay.
They'd be like the Shaq
and Kobe.
So
did you ever think that about me and Ludwig?
Funny. It just doesn't.
That's fine.
I'm kidding.
We're like
you guys
two.
You guys are lovely together.
I don't know if we are. I don't know if you think that.
I do.
I don't think that.
Okay. You don't think that I think that or you don't think that yourself?
I don't think that you think that.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Prove it.
Prove it.
You said something. You said, Cutie, you said.
Are you trying to remember?
You
still?
Never show appreciation. Mm. No, you can't. No. You said you can't show appreciation. You said you and Cutie are so funny because you can't show appreciation for gifts and she can't show appreciation for anything at all.
There's no way I said it that way.
Oh my God. He's on yard search.
Good luck. Good fucking luck. It's all redacted, like the Epstein files. But you said don't talk about the Epstein files.
Well, not here.
I talked about it so fast.
Okay, let me just, let's, you know what? Here's the deal, is I'm going to call Ludwig because I was mad at him that he didn't correct you in that moment.
Okay.
It turned into, so maybe he'll remember.
He is live. But he might know.
He's live? What is he doing?
Rocket League. He was live. This episode, by the way, is sponsored by Topo Chico.
And Ludwig.
And Ludwig Ogden.
Your call has been full.
Okay, that's crazy.
Oh my god, boyfriend of the fucking nothing year.
I know, I just talked about him gaslighting me and now I'm this. He's sorry. I'm gonna give it one more try. He freaking hates me, I guess.
Your call has...
Oh my god, I actually
it's weird.
Hate him.
It's just like baseless claims with no evidence. Ludwig won't answer. I don't know how to make sense of anything in this world.
Okay, hi.
Hello, are you here?
Yes. Sorry, I have a really quick thing. I'm on wine about it.
Okay, what up?
Remember that time I was really mad at Nick for something he said on the yard?
Yes.
Do you remember what it was?
Oh, God.
He said that you're bad at showing appreciation for gifts and I'm bad at something. And I caught a stray for some reason.
It sounded like me.
Yeah, you caught a stray. I can't remember. I don't
God
remember.
Damn it.
I don't remember. But that's the beauty, is it didn't matter what he said.
Oh no, God, because he remembers everything. Apparently I said him and his girlfriend look the same number, and that sat in him because my tone was bad, per usual.
Oh, yeah.
A really big complex about my tone, if you haven't noticed, Nick. I'll think I'm saying nice things, and then I'm told that I'm not.
I'm sure we're going to find this comment that I'm supposedly, allegedly made, and
okay,
and it'll all make sense.
All right.
It's gonna be Nick being like, I love Cutie. She's, like, really funny.
No, that's not it. It's
so funny that you and Cutie together.
She fills rooms with brightness and great at video games?
No. Nope.
Oh, my God.
Never. You didn't say
you
that.
You seen her with a BR?
You didn't say that in my life.
Sounds like him, to be honest. Yeah,
it takes seven.
Seven birds.
Okay, well, never mind then. I was hoping you had a memory and could do that, but never.
No, you thought I had the memory? Nah.
Hey.
I'm going to find it.
Let's put him away.
Okay.
And let's put the past.
Is that he says he has great memory, but he just hangs out with people with shit memories.
Nick's superpower is he remembers what all the wrongdoings others did to him and not what he's done to them.
No, we're just only talking about the wrongdoings.
That's smart.
No, that's not. Okay. Anyway, to answer your text message, I was planning dinner around you. My dinner wasn't planned around you. You were just supposed to go to dinner, and if I could join, I could join.
That's what we do on this show.
Yes.
I can give you time now that you're free.
Scheduling.
You're free whenever.
I'm not free whenever. I'm recording Wine About It with Nick.
Okay. It'll be like 6 or 7.
Okay.
6, 7.
Ah, okay.
Lol. All right, bye.
Goodbye.
Wow.
Well, that was not productive. Well,
let me propose an idea. This is the trauma box. And let's take our traumas.
No, I'm angry.
Let's take our traumas. Uh-huh. You got to take yours too. We're going to put it in the trauma box. And then we're going
to. No, if you have more, I need to know them.
I haven't even given you my gift, which was a peace offer.
I know, but I was.
And you just went full fucking.
Because I was nervous that I don't appreciate stuff enough or whatever you said in that clip for 3 years ago.
You know, it's crazy. I don't even remember saying it. So do I really even mean it? I don't mean half the stuff I say on that show. I said once on that show that it sucks what Epstein did because we have a pretty big Venn diagram overlap of our interests. I didn't mean that. Although he did get banned from Xbox Live, which is pretty cool.
I've never been banned from Xbox Live.
So
he was
either.
Probably saying some
either.
Shit.
I've had my gamer tag banned a lot of times.
That makes sense.
But I've never been banned from the console. You had to be cheating to do that.
I never did.
Yeah, I don't know if... What did you play that wasn't Halo 3?
COD?
Which COD did you play? Remember? What year? Tell me the year, I'll tell you what COD.
I was playing 2008 through 2011 COD.
Okay,
we were playing zombies.
You played Call of Duty World at War. You played some zombies in that one. COD 5, that's then Modern Warfare 2.
Because there was a blizzard 1 year, and we went to, what was his house? Steven's house, I think. And we told all of our parents that we were at school. It was a blizzard day. It made no sense.
If you told your parents you were at school, they just believed you?
Yeah.
They didn't call home or anything?
The school?
Yeah.
No, I went to a dog shit school.
Did you ever have Did you ever have like French fries from like a fast food place, but at school? Did like a cool senior ever go out?
No.
For
I mean,
fast
oh,
food?
I would leave.
And you and you'd eat, but you ever eat it on?
I wouldn't
campus?
Bring it back. By the time
it
I got, I already
better.
Ate it. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is your way of telling us that you were a cool senior?
No. Well, I don't know. I think I was cool enough.
Okay.
I think I was cool enough in high school.
Okay. I wasn't.
But I mean, I just was more opening up the dialogue about food and how I think it tastes better based on where you eat it. Sometimes I think food tastes better depending on your environment.
The sacrament bread in the Mormon in the Mormon church is so good.
Because God's house uh-huh. is like a school, because you in the same way that you're not supposed to be eating here.
I'm convinced that it's because it's torn into small pieces.
No, I think. Oh, well, okay. Well, you know what? No, I think maybe that has merit. But I think it all. I think we can marry our two ideas. Uh-huh. I think that when you're at church, it's like, oh, I'm kind of like in the back of your mind, you're kind of stuck here.
Right.
Like, I have to be here, right. Which is very much like school. And when you eat, it's like a treat. It's
you
like
do
a,
only get one.
It's a dopamine hit. You get a small amount. You get one.
And it's Sara Lee.
And it's like, wow, the body of, I don't know what the Mormons think. Body of Christ.
Body of Christ, yeah.
Is it underwear? What is it?
No,
that you
we ate his shit up. We ate his whole body. Yeah.
The pussy too?
Yeah, his pussy. And we did water for his blood, which is kind of cringe.
Are Mormons more into Joseph Smith or Jesus?
We're more into Jesus.
But Joseph Smith, like the goat.
But like our prayer
without
ends,
him,
in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Okay. They don't, it's like, and Joseph.
No,
and
but you know what? Low key, Joe this S. might be a hot take, but Mormons don't really fuck with God. We don't really say God. We don't say God bless you. You're not supposed, like, we're
the
more
word
Jesus.
God or like the idea? Is God the Holy, is does more the Holy, Holy Trinity exist in
yes,
Mormonism?
Yes. You have the Holy Ghost, God, and Jesus Christ.
Never heard it said that order. It's avant garde.
Really?
Body, the, it's the,
it's because I
Father,
don't have
the Son,
that.
The Father, Son, the Holy Spirit.
I don't have that internal.
That
monologue.
Might be a very Christian cathemological, if you will.
The Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
No, he's a ghost.
Ghost.
They would always see keep room for the ghost. That's what we'd say
at the dances.
In the car, at the dances, after school, keep room for the ghost.
They're busting in those jeans at those dances. I couldn't get through
dude,
that. I couldn't get through that.
Yeah, you can't talk about that after you talk about your commonalities. With
sorry, we just I just had a lot. I just we messaged all friends a bit on busting in your jeans. At dances, so now I'm on that right now.
We just watched, dude. Okay, I've got a lot to talk about there.
Can I give you my gift? We don't have to.
I guess
delay as long as you want.
No, I'm ready. I just don't want. I just want to make sure my appreciation is enough.
No, I'll find a better time.
I don't remember what clip you said.
I'll find a better time to get
no,
it.
No, I'm
to
ready.
You. I don't want it now.
No, I'm ready.
You don't want to do that.
Don't be like this.
Do
you're being like me.
Ah, recognition. No, I actually don't know what would I have said. Let me try to get back into that frame of mind.
You know what's funny is
I might say something else and then they stack.
Ooh, that's fun.
And they multiply.
I think this is kind of funny. I think because at the time I was angry and yeah. I was like, Nick is being
you
such
were angry?
A jerk. I was so, I thought
what?
You were being a jerk.
Like what? Like studio audience at home, like what? Editor, don't even put a fucking laugh track or anything awesome at this part. You were angry. At me?
I don't get angry at you that often. It's just my tone. I have a tone problem. Okay. Let me see. But I think I sent it to Maya.
Okay.
I think we did a little girl talk where I was like, is he being an asshole or am I crazy? And then she was like, Maya would never say anything mean, actually. She was like, he's perfect. And I was like,
oh,
okay.
Oh, Maya.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Maya's the homie.
Maya is the
Can
homie.
I say? Whenever me and Maya chat, it's always good chats.
Who do you have bad chats with? Because you're kind of easy to talk
in
to.
In my life?
Yeah.
Many a person. I would
list
never
them.
I would never put
air
them
out on this podcast.
Who would I have bad chats with? I can't think of anyone immediately off the top of head that I'm also comfortable airing out.
I don't see it. Frick.
A lot of there's quite a lot of you fumbling to find something today. Is that a reoccurring thing in your life?
I was trying to find the clip.
Which clip?
The
I forgot
original
what we were
one.
Talking about.
That but
of me?
Yeah. Oh. I was seeing if I texted it to Maya. That's how Maya came up.
Right, Maya.
Yeah. But you can give me my present now, if you would like. And I'm going to appreciate it. Because I do appreciate... Oh, I remember! You said I don't know how to show gratitude.
You don't know how to show gratitude.
You said Ludwig knows how to... You said you can't show gratitude for gifts and... Cutie can't show gratitude for anything.
There's not, I don't think I said it that way.
It was so,
that's so mean.
It was so mean.
That sounds too mean for me because I would try to make
so
it
so mean.
I would if I'm gonna say something that mean, I would think there's an angle of comedy to it. And
exactly.
I don't see the angle of that.
Well, then that's my problem because I'm such a sarcastic person mm-hmm. that I assume that when anyone's being mean, they're actually just trying to be funny. That's my assumption in life.
Ah. Do you think it's a defense mechanism or do you think it's a genuine disillusion?
I think I'm DeLulu.
You think you're DeLulu?
Yeah. I think because like, but in that moment.
I had an idea. I have to get it out. I had an idea.
Okay, go.
Mr. Beaster Egg. And it's like an Easter only like toy at like Target. And you have like a chance of winning $1 million, but mostly it's a toy most of the time or chocolate.
So like a blind box?
It's like a blind box, but the Mr. Beaster Egg. And it's once a year in April.
And it's Easter eggs?
Easter's in April?
Yeah. But that's just a lottery. Are blind boxes just lotteries, really?
Mr. Beast has figured out lotteries for kids many times before. Mm. He can absolutely figure this one out. Sorry to cut you off. I know this has been all over the place.
I just really want this coffee.
I think we agree.
So
I probably didn't say it.
Thank you, Trisha.
There's probably nothing.
No, you did say it. I'm going to find it. Trisha, do you ever remember me complaining about
Phil's
Nick?
Went through war.
I know. Do you remember me saying that Nick was an asshole and said something on the yard about...
Who else are you talking to?
Nick, I'm a vocal processor. Nothing's in my head. It comes out everywhere.
I see. You're a vocal processor.
Yeah. See, apparently I didn't talk that much shit.
No one remembers. Producer can't find the clips. Dude, almost like it just...
I would love to call Maya right now, but she's definitely busy. But she would remember.
Maya, maybe. Like, spoon feeding peas to, like, a horse right now.
I know. That's why I don't want to mess... I don't want to fuck her up right now. But... Dang it. All right. I'll find it tonight. I'll send it to you. It'll be my... Like, okay. All right. My present.
You want your present?
Yeah.
So, I need your consent. Because you're going to have to see boobs.
Oh my God, yes. Fun. Is it vintage Playboy? You found vintage Playboy?
Not vintage.
Oh, new is Playboy?
It, are these vintage?
Did you get new Playboy? Are you just giving me porn? It's not even Playboy?
I'm kind of giving you porn.
Okay.
We were at the... Remember when we lived together and we went to that big convention? Not convention, but that big place, Frankensons.
Frankensons, yeah.
We were I was just there yesterday.
Dude.
And there was a card area. And there are all sorts of awesome booster packs.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked the guy, what is the nastiest thing you have?
Ew.
And he pointed pretty much immediately to the Playboy Wet and Wild booster pack.
And oh my God.
And I got one for you. You're going to have to censor all this.
That's fine.
How good's your editor?
Incredible. He's the most talented. Oh.
Here you go.
He doesn't get paid that much, though. So we just...
This is a stack.
There's
no hollows. I checked.
Okay. Damn, she is. Wow, her vagina goes up high.
She's got a high set vagina.
Is that high or is that pubes?
It's the max Y axis they have in the Wii Make a Character option.
Not to body shame, but I was just taken aback by.
I think the bush is higher. I think the bush is higher than.
You think it's a landing strip?
I think it's a landing
strip. It's a landing strip, the perfect size of her slit.
So crass. Slit?
What do you want me to call it?
I don't know. Vagina?
No.
Slit?
It's the slit going to her vagina. You don't like slit?
What are your top three, like, worst things you could call a vagina? Like, a guy says that and you're like, no. Like, you're out.
Mm.
Top three in order. So
mayonnaise plunger.
What?
You never heard that?
No one's ever heard that. Mayonnaise plunger?
You think I made it up right now?
Yeah. Who the fuck has ever said that?
Well, I hate mayo, so it always stuck with me.
That's like a top 20 reason to not like that phrase.
Yeah, I hate mayo. I always remember.
Your problem is that you don't like the taste of mayo.
I don't like anything about it.
So if it was like ketchup plunger, you'd be like, sure, that's
better.
Wouldn't
make as much sense.
Well.
Yeah.
Depends when.
Oh, that's a good point.
You're saying that this was perioded on, by the way? This
chair
I'm on?
Yeah, that chair has been perioded on.
Does that...
Good luck.
Does that often happen in public? Do girls just period themselves?
Yes, you don't understand what's
like. I know they period themselves, but does it ever permeate the pant barrier?
All the time.
To onto things?
All the time.
Like in day-to-day life as an
adult?
Do you
want to hear something? Yes.
Because when I envision this, I think like, oh my God, it's like someone in class and it's because like, oh, you're fine. You're becoming a woman. And it's like,
no.
You didn't. But this happens to like adult women.
Yes, you have a perfect girlfriend. In looks and in her period, because one time
makes me perfect.
He calls her and asks her how many tampons she needs on her period. She's like, two, because I I forget what she said, but she said the cutest thing you could have about a period.
I sleep on a bed of clouds.
Yeah, exactly. She was like, I just only need 2 tampons for the whole year, and it's awesome, and I'm perfect.
2 for the whole year?
Yeah, she's incredible. And then you guys came to our house, and I said, how dare you say that? You have a perfect period. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I know. And I was like, ah! Because usually, you never know. Do you know what it's like to sneeze on your period?
Like, while you're having it? Like,
No, you don't sneeze on it. Like, you are...
It's during.
During, yes, yeah, sorry.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. Don't know what either of those are like.
Okay.
Having it, sneezing on it.
When you're on your period and you sneeze, it's like squeezing out a ketchup packet. Yeah. No, it's beautiful and natural.
No, it actually is beautiful.
Imagine you like are just full of like...
It's like a ketchup packet.
Diarrhea.
Yeah.
And if you sneeze, there's a chance it comes out.
I'm there now.
However,
I've never sneezed shit out.
Period. Have blood.
You? Have you sneezed
shit
out?
Yeah, I sneezed one time when I was sick and I shit my pants. It was crazy.
We are hard coded to find that funny forever.
It was crazy.
That's one of the funniest things you can do.
Sad though is Lud and I have been watching The Survivor.
Yeah.
Wait, this season?
The newest.
Are you watching it?
No, I'm watching season 2.
Oh.
I've never seen Survivor.
We have nothing to come.
So I was like, I'm going to go watch it.
You know, you're not supposed to start there, I guess.
I got a list from a friend who's seen all of it.
Who?
Dan.
Okay.
And I was like,
I trust him.
Give me all the must watches. And he was like, I think it's important to do it in order. So it starts. It's all the seasons removed that he thinks you don't need to watch.
Okay.
And then in order from the beginning.
I like it because then at least you're going to have a lot to watch. We did. Okay. You know what? I like your way.
Oh my God.
We did ours the wrong way, I think.
What is yours?
Squeaks was at our house.
Okay, that's already step one wrong.
Yeah. Lud was like, what do you want to watch, baby? And he was like, oh, do you guys watch Survivor?
We were
like, no, we don't watch it. And so then we started watching Survivor. I think we started season 46.
Do you guys want to watch Survivor? I'm trying to get a Squeaks. I can't get it.
I don't know if you can.
Yeah, it's so hard.
He's too happy.
He's so smiley. You can hear the smile in his intonation.
And he's like also a little shy.
Imagine him mad at you.
He's like coy. Imagine if he's like, ever been mad at me.
What you just said honestly hurt my feelings. I need you to apologize. Imagine that in Squeaks' voice.
Squeaks has never been mad at me.
For all you know.
No, I think he would tell me.
For all you fucking know.
Actually, maybe he wouldn't. Maybe he'd hold it on for 5 years and then tell me about it later.
Okay. All right, what else?
Okay, anyway.
I gave you porn.
No, I'm going to keep looking at it too, but that girl's slit was just crazy. So.
Blowing on it like a cartridge. Don't work.
So we started watching because Squeaks wanted to watch it and he had watched it. And so we started like season 46 or whatever. But then before this, because it's season 50,
yeah.
I went back and I watched some of the classics because I wanted to know everyone that was playing.
Right.
But all of this to say, Christian, who I went back and watched his season, he's great. I hope when you get to him, you'll love it. He's a very funny
guy. He's a man on Survivor.
Really like him. But on this is a big spoiler. No, it's not. Last week's episode, he shit himself on accident.
What?
And somehow made it unfunny.
Did he shit his pants or shit himself?
He shit his pants. And he was like sitting there. He was like sitting there like helping somebody with something and all of a sudden like looked like he was in pain and someone was like, "Is your back okay?" And he was like, "Yeah." And then he just like scooted away slowly.
Yeah.
But then he didn't make it funny cuz he was like a nerd and he kept just talking about how he like his bowels had to excrete themselves.
He made it science?
Yeah, just say you shit yourself. He was like, "My bowels had to evacuate." And I was like, "Oh, this is the least funny shit self ever."
Shitting yourself is
so funny. I shit myself so much last year. And I have
Let's unpack that. Let's unpack that. You shit yourself so much last year.
Twice.
Twice?
Mm-hmm.
You're one away from UAV. That's crazy.
What's UAV?
It's like you're one away from Sniper and Halo 3. It's not like a Halo 3 equivalent. It's a Call of Duty thing.
I mean, Lone Wolf, kind of. Or
Lone Wolf?
Lone Wolf.
Isn't that
what
the,
is it?
That's the free-for-all.
Lone Wolf level, what's it? It's like 80-something.
80?
Something.
I thought Halo went up to like 50-something. It wasn't that funny of a joke anyway, so it's not really that important.
What did you hate about vagina names?
Clunge.
That's kind of like plunge.
Plunger? Yeah, it's kind of
male plunger.
Yeah, they share letters and they have plunge. It's like a slant rhyme or an internal rhyme. And then gash.
I think kind of caca.
That's very crass.
Yeah.
I think if a guy says, "Oh, monkey,"
I like Monkey.
I like Monkey.
Yeah.
Monkey should be in.
Monkey's a good one. Monkey's in.
Put that monkey away.
I like saying, like, muffin.
I'm like, you're making
hide
ones
your muffin.
Up.
No.
You want to, you're trying to play in this, you're making, you said, okay, what do you say, mustard gas? What do you call it? Mayonnaise plunger?
Mayo plunger.
Mayo plunger. Yeah. And what was it? Muffin.
Muffin. Muffin is one.
Like, nice muffin.
No, like, hide your muffin.
Hide your muffin?
Like, uh-oh, your muffin's out. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Or Kookaw is a fun one. That's from Snooki. She always said Kookaw.
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 Wow. Snooki fell off.
She has cancer now.
Oh, that's not why. That's unrelated to what I was saying.
I hope so.
She was just like in the media circuit so much when I was a teenager.
Okay.
I don't hear about her as much.
Well, Snooki, why don't you talk so much shit about JWoww or Pauly D?
Snooki has cancer?
She has cancer. But I think she'll be okay.
Yeah, Pauly D is epic. Is he the one who came up with Gym Tan Laundry?
Yeah. Honestly, we watched
that is
back
epic.
Jersey Shore recently. Me and Maya did. And
two dudes in a jacuzzi. He also
was
said that.
So good. He was just a one-liner machine.
Yeah, that's so cool. Being just like tanner than fuck and just
he
hanging
was
out
the,
with your boys.
Cabs are here.
Cabs are here?
Cabs are here.
Cabs are here.
He would do that. He would yell it and
that's
he'd like
cool.
wake a girl up and be like, cabs are here. And it was funny.
Grenade.
Well, that one was a
that
little.
Was the most psychic damage done to women in the entire like decade.
Well, there was one we watched one episode.
What a horrible thing to call women a grenade!
It sounds like you wish it came back.
No, no, I think it's horrible.
Okay,
it's hilarious,
mm-hmm.
but it's like terrible.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
yeah.
Guys don't.
They would also have t-shirt time where they don't put their t-shirts on together. Pauly D was like made for marketing. Like he should have been like Don
GTL,
that guy.
Gym Tan Laundry.
Yeah.
Wow. That honestly is not, I think nowadays young men need to hear that because right
yeah,
now it's now
hate
it's
women.
Now it's goon.
Yeah.
Goon, TikTok and fucking LLM, ChatGPT robot, what's the L? It's gooning.
I tried to help, but this
gooning,
is a hard one.
Well, you could say one, you could say an L. You could say it's gooning.
Goon, TikTok.
And, man, laundry.
Laundry. Yeah, they're still doing
we
laundry
still have
is still
to do
the
it.
Thing. Yeah.
We still have to
we
do
We actually
it.
Don't gym and tan as much as we
how
used
are you,
to.
Are you, how, let me actually open. I think this question sounds insane if I say it the way I was about
okay.
to say it. I'm so bad at doing laundry.
Okay.
Like, I let it pile up.
Uh-huh.
And then I've gotten actually better now where I just have a hell day and I just do all of it.
Mm.
And, like, it takes me, like, 2 days.
Uh-huh.
But I just do all of it.
Right.
How are you at doing laundry? I was gonna say it the reverse, but on National Women's Day to ask how you're doing laundry, how good are you at doing laundry? Sounded insane in my head.
See, you have that head thing though.
Hmm.
I don't got that.
Like the filter.
You
don't have the filter.
No.
Do you?
We really think I am.
You're what?
You know, like it's like
the A word.
Yeah, but it's okay. I think, but I'm like nervous. But I talked to because we've been.
It's badass now. I feel.
I know, but I don't want to
like
be made fun of.
I feel like it's like being a rapper now.
No.
It's like yeah. It's like there's a community.
Yeah, but
it, no.
I think not unfortunately because everyone shouldn't be anything. But my most I have two new therapists now. My newest therapist, we're talking about you know diagnoses and stuff like that, and they don't call it Asperger's anymore. They call it something else.
That's out.
But essentially, that's. What I've probably have, but I have to go do like a 8-hour
ancient autism.
No, they call it something else. They call it like high functioning something.
Okay,
but I don't have the filter. I didn't know there was a filter.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Can you see when you close your eyes? Can you and I say imagine an apple? Can you
no.
see it? You can't.
No,
I
can.
You have
like,
aphantasia too.
No, I can't. I like know what an apple looks like, but I can't see it. I think that's why I'm bad.
Your
at
producer
drawing.
Just googled Asperger's new name.
Is officially autism spectrum.
How many times has that been Googled this year? Check Google Trends.
I don't
trends.
Know. It's just comp, but I just, I don't have that thing.
I believe you, but you don't think you've ever exercised a filter?
God, no!
So let me put you in a situation.
Okay.
You're around, like, Ludwig's family.
Mm-hmm.
And normally you might be somewhat, make a crass joke.
No,
but in that environment, I feel like you wouldn't because you'd be like, I'm around his family. I'm not going to say something like that.
I don't
that.
Make a crass joke. I match energies.
Would you say her slit to his mom?
If we were looking at this girl slit, yeah.
You would say slit to his
what
mom?
What else would I would say?
Like, oh, her hoo-ha or something. You say it, you mommify it.
Well, I don't think I'd be looking at porn with her, but.
Okay, you're posted up with Lud's mom and you're checking out some fucking
that
awesome.
That girl has some crazy bush.
You're checking out some
I actually didn't look
W goons with your hubby's mom. What do you say?
How old are some of these women?
I don't know. Those are prehistoric goons. I think they're probably in their 60s now.
Yeah, that's what I wonder. I wonder when this was actually printed.
It felt weird. It was really funny at
until
first
it was
because
weird.
We were
oh,
like,
"Oh, they're back." Oh, sorry, I didn't
there's
know.
No back. Yeah, that really caught me off guard because they get wetter and then sometimes they get wilder. Do you understand?
Oh, so you get to choose which one's
every
wet.
Every single
and which one's
photo
wild?
In that booster pack has
oh,
something
this,
to do with
I
being
see.
Either wet.
She's wet here and now she's
or wild.
Wild here.
And every once in a while soapy.
Wait, both of she's wet and both and wild in both of these. I feel.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. A hollow.
You think?
I think if they're both wet and wild, I had to weigh the pack before we opened it. It was expensive.
Kimberly has a glow-in-the-dark tongue piercing. When I go out, I wear the glow-in-the-dark ball on my tongue. That's awesome.
I didn't
Kimberly.
Even, you know, I didn't even know there's words on those.
If I had to choose between tennis and modeling, I'd probably choose modeling. Great take. So I don't think you know why I like Playboy.
No,
but
I
like that you got me porn.
No, I just
so I don't usually use the Playboy for the porn.
Really, what happened is I bought those for the video, uh-huh. And then we went through them, and then I very immediately was like, I feel crazy having this in my car.
Okay.
Who do I know that might want them? Uh-huh. And then you like Playboy stuff, and so I was like, Cutie might want these.
Do you think children get traumatized as much as they used to?
I think children get traumatized. I think traumatization has become more stealth-like now. I think the way children what? Used to get traumatized is like, ah, fuck, like my uncle is a piece of shit. But I think now the way children get traumatized is like, I just like they scroll 40,000 TikToks in an hour and don't think they got brain damage from it. I think they're gonna take generational dopamine trauma into their future.
Do you remember going to Vegas as a kid?
Never went as a kid once. My first time ever going was when I was 20.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. My mom's boyfriend lived in Vegas, so we went to Vegas a lot. And on the strip, they used to hand out cards like this.
Yeah. We made a, at One Evo, we created a trading card game around the cards they give you.
Yeah.
And we gave them stats.
That's so fun.
And we played like Pokemon.
So my mom, I remember when we went to Vegas, I was a child, she was like, don't look, you can't look at the ground. And if anyone tries to hand you anything, don't take it. Because if you look at the ground, it's just naked women.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay. I saw the freaking naked women.
Yeah.
Duh, of course.
You're a
what
kid.
Does she mean,
you have
don't
nowhere
look at
the
ground?
But to look, but the ground is everywhere.
I'm so sure.
And you're at ground level.
And I just saw so much porn.
Yeah.
But they don't do that.
Do you remember the first time
anymore.
You ever saw porn in your life? Was that it?
Yes. No, it wasn't. That wasn't it.
I know mine too.
Mine was, I had these. You can, they're, well, be careful. They used to be called Cuddly Cuties.
Okay.
And there were these binders you could get at the dollar store. They were fucking sick.
Yeah.
And they had like two husky puppies cuddling or two golden retrievers, whatever. They were so cute.
Sounds adorable.
Cuddling puppies or kittens. And I wanted to collect them all. And the internet is a new thing. And so I wanted to see if other dollar stores had these. And so I Googled Cuddly Cuties, but I am dyslexic. And so Cuddly.
So you typed in this, naked women? What do you type in?
So then I said boobs real big.
Yeah.
No.
Babe, I'm dyslexic.
So Cuddly Cuties is usually spelled with C's. But yeah. I spelled it with K's.
Wow.
And it was just porn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I did not know that.
And what describe the image, can you?
It was like quick. It was like
it was quick.
Because your screen pops up. And back then, okay.
That was a real candle. Oh my
broke
god,
our
I was
real
so
candle.
Scared.
No, no. It would have blown out.
Maybe it's like an epic, awesome candle, and they don't ever
no
everlasting.
I
light.
Went on a really big fake candle hyperfixation. It was incredible.
What is that? We'll unpack that in a second. Continue.
So it was porn, but back in the 90s, you exit out and more pop up.
Yeah.
So I had to unplug my computer.
Yeah.
And I left and I said, whoever gets the naked demon is not my fault. And then I saw more on HBO Max, of course. At night, I woke up and there was just porn.
Yeah.
I was home alone.
Yeah, episode one of like True Detective.
You know, I had a weird nipple complex because of porn.
You had a nipple complex?
Yeah.
Speak to that.
So WWE or AEW, one of those wrestlings, they would do this thing where they'd have two women come beat the shit out of each other and eventually like rip off each other's shirts.
Oh my God, that sounds awful. There's clips of this?
Yeah.
It's terrible sounding. I can find this online.
It was a part of their normal shows. Keep in mind, my brothers were the wrestling fans.
Oh yeah.
For obvious reasons.
I mean, it sounds just terrible.
But like, I know like all of us were in the living room, but not my parents. I don't know where the fuck they ever were. But the kids were all in the living room when this is happening. This girl's beating the shit out of each other. All of a sudden, one of their tops comes off, but it's on.
Damn it.
I know. It's on normal TV, so it's blurred.
Okay.
But we have the shittiest TV in the world, and it's the 90s. And so the blur just looks like airbrush.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it just looks
it's
like.
All blurry.
So I thought she had no nipples. And so I thought when my boobs get big, I'll have no nipples. And then
they'll fall off.
My boobs were never getting big because I didn't have that blessing. And so I was nervous that my nipples were going to never fall off. And then I learned that you keep your nipples.
Wow.
So
that's.
And that's the damage of porn. You never know.
Your nipples fall off when you become a woman.
Yeah, when they get big enough. When was the first time you saw porn?
I was at my friend Austin's house. He
first
was,
boy I had a crush on in elementary school, his name was Austin. Do you think it was the same one?
There's no chance. Okay. Did he believe in Santa Claus like well into his middle school years?
I don't know. I didn't talk to him because I was shy.
So I was at his house and we were on the website E-Bombs World.
What's that?
It was like an old website. Do you remember Funny Junk?
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like Funny Junk. Mm. It actually
it's like the hipster one?
It actually still exists. I think it's like Saudi owned now. What?
It was like the hipster Funny Junk?
I don't know if I'd call it hipster. It was, I think it just predates it slightly.
Okay. Wait, were you a soup, Daily Soup or Tosh.0?
Oh, wow. It's amazing that you didn't even consider ridiculousness in that.
Wow, really?
You want to see something kind of crazy?
Yeah.
Look up the years all three of those shows released. Try to say them in order.
Daily Soup, Tosh.0, Ridiculousness.
Show me the years.
I watched them all because I remember I thought Tosh was copying Daily Soup. Oh wait, no, maybe it was. I'm weirdly protective over Daniel Tosh.
No,
so maybe it was the other way around.
No, the Soup is before Tosh.0.
Oh, it
sure.
Is. Oh, so I was right.
So the release year of Tosh.0,
2009,
and the release year of Ridiculousness,
Daily Soup was 2004, and then Ridiculousness is 2011. Yeah.
Oh, you got it right.
Yeah.
I remember these being. Yeah. Good job. We had a debate about this on the yard once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I also got this right, but I think I misremembered it as Ridiculousness was before Tosh. I think Ludwig thought it wasn't.
That's crazy. No, Tosh was way before.
But they're all pretty similar.
2 years, I guess.
No,
I
was too young to watch The Soup, kind of.
Okay.
The Soup was on like at my, it came out crazy. I could have watched it, chose not to.
Okay.
Because neither of us are too young or old to enjoy anything in life. No, The Soup was on my neighbor's house.
We're too old to enjoy like elementary schools.
In what way? As a teacher? What if I was a teacher? I enjoy my job.
Touche.
Checkmate.
I can't think of anything else, I guess.
The Soup was always on at my neighbor's house, and I always was just like, this fucking guy on here is such a...
I didn't like him.
He's an asshole.
I know. That's why I was really excited
for Daniel.
But damn,
is he dashing.
You really thought he was handsome.
Joel McHale in
2004?
He had a
big forehead.
He looked amazing.
I always thought he was ugly.
I think he's still really good looking.
Really?
Yeah.
Joel.
Can I see Joel McHale 2005?
Okay, and then pull up Dylan O'Brien just to have fun.
Dylan O'Brien, the current
just
Dylan
right
O'Brien.
Now.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Is that your type?
Oh my God, I forgot about him until the other night, and then I remember he existed, and then I gave Ludwig a complex.
Do you see the movie he's in?
Yeah, that's why I remembered he existed, but
pretty,
I can't see
good.
It because there's a plane crash.
It's fun at the theater.
Apparently you get to see his butt.
Yeah, you see his butt.
So I might be back.
I was
in.
Hoping there was some pain. They didn't go pain.
If
on
there
it.
Was, you tell me.
Look at him, bro.
He's
money.
Not cute.
Okay.
Okay, so you
but
saw.
He's got such a way of talking.
Okay, you were at your friend's. You were
no,
watching.
They would always have the Soup on there, and we watched a lot of Tosh.0 as well.
Okay.
Ridiculousness, I feel like I only ever watched kind of semi-ironically. Where were we? Why did we get there?
Porn.
At my friend Austin's house, we're on E-Bombs World. And there was a hyperlink that's in like one of those like sidebar ads that was like free porn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never heard that word before.
Oh.
And I assumed it was short for popcorn. And I didn't think that pressing the button was going to net me some sort of physical popcorn I could eat in real life. But I was wondering, what does that mean?
Yeah, because also back in the day, you could fill out things and they would send you stuff. Sometimes.
You could get stuff. Yeah. I did that once with roller skates online.
Yeah.
Or a TV ad. But we clicked on it. And I remember it was a girl, and she was nude, and she was laying down, and she had, like, insults written all over her body in Sharpie.
Oh,
and
shit.
And it was some sort of site for porn. where that was like the banner image. And we like screamed and closed it. And I don't think I ended up watching porn actually until like many years later.
How old were you when you saw that?
It was the first grade.
Yeah.
First or second grade?
I was like, yeah, I was like six.
Yeah. I was, yeah, six. Around six.
When I was looking for cuddly
That's
cuties.
Our generation. You used to have to find a magazine or like, you know, you have to be, I feel like we're, well, you have to know how to use a computer. Do you think people are seeing porn earlier now?
Yes.
Yeah, probably against their will, huh?
Yeah, I'm nervous because I look at my nieces and nephews and I'm like, have you seen Tatas?
The damn iPhone probably comes with it now, like Bon Jovi.
Yeah, they don't have iPhones, but they all have iPads with children lock or whatever. And I was like, I was a smart kid. I would get around it.
You get around the what?
The child lock on like the iPad.
Wow.
I was such a smart kid. There's no way that these kids aren't getting around it.
Did you have thoughts when you were a kid? Or is it as far as you can remember, you've had both no thoughts and also no filter. That should be a podcast. No thoughts, no filter.
No thoughts, no filter.
With Joe Rogan and Theo Von.
I didn't know. I don't know how to explain it besides I don't know that's not a thing. Besides the way I've always been.
What's the biggest trouble not having a filter has ever gotten you in?
One that
just jumps into your mind.
Nothing is jumping.
No thoughts.
No thoughts. Well, it's like I have thoughts, obviously.
Yeah, joshing with you.
I know, but like I don't know how to explain it. My therapist could do a better job at it. It's the vocal processor is what she says a lot.
Vocal processor.
Yeah. So I can't stroon.
That shit T-Pain uses?
Yeah. He's really good at it. I can't like, I don't know. I remember at my old job, I got in problems a lot because the think before you speak thing doesn't make sense to me. I know that sounds really stupid when I say it out loud, but that's just how I say it. Like, I don't know. I can obviously.
Can I ask you a question? Do you feel, my girlfriend kind of struggles with this. Do you feel a pressure to answer when someone says something to you or asks you something? Like, do you feel like there's some sort of external pressure that like you must either give an answer quickly or now? You feel no pressure?
No.
So what stops you from like self-imposing a rule or something of like when someone says something, I'm going to like...
I need to do that.
Meditate on
You're
it
right.
And give it... And you know what helps me with stuff like this?
That's what I need to do.
Is I'll vocalize that I'm even doing that. Because I think you'll find people find it really not only reasonable, but kind of comforting. Like if you say to someone like, let me think about that so I can give you a good answer.
Yeah, I need to do that. The problem is I'm streaming most of the time when these things happen, and
it's hard to do that with chat.
Yeah, and I like to be understood, but sometimes I don't even understand what I'm saying until it's coming out of my mouth.
You need a button.
So then I start like hypocrisying myself on accident.
Hypocrisying yourself.
But everyone's a hypocrite.
It's true.
And so yeah. I'm fine if sometimes I'm a hypocrite.
And everyone is beautiful in God's love and light.
Yeah, and sometimes I'm wrong. And sometimes I do volunteer too much.
Do you think you're wrong more than you're right in your life? Like
yes.
Percentage wise? You're
Me?
You're
yeah.
a losing player at the casino?
Personally, yes.
Wow.
Like without a doubt in my mind.
Yeah, I think we probably all are.
Oh, okay.
I think if you're right, hot take. I think if you're right more than you're wrong, you're actually dumber than someone who's wrong more than they're right.
Wow.
Because if you're wrong more than you're right, then you learn more often.
Yeah, I guess it just depends if you are actually learning
or
from being
clutch.
Wrong.
Or you're just fucking clutch. Wait, what were we?
You said.
The comforting. Say, give me a second to think about that. You said, you need a button on your stream that just plays like an array of like radio DJ sound effects. Like while you're thinking.
Write down my answer.
Because it's kind of like a drum roll. Like we're waiting. Like it's so funny that it's all these funny cartoon sounds. And then you're going to come out with what you finally chopped, like got in your head. Instead of just the piercing silence. Like, I think the silence is what... It's hard to think about anything when you're also having to think about how you're not being entertaining. Do you ever think about that while you stream? Do you think about... Do you get worried that you're being boring?
God. Yeah.
What do you do with that? How do you handle that?
Dude, it's so bad.
What's your crutch? Like, when you feel like you're being boring, what's the thing you do?
I just fail.
No.
No, I do.
No.
Yeah.
But you're a big streamer, so it's wrong.
But my new thing now.
You're a successful big streamer.
I have a new thing where I don't want to be angry on stream ever. And so I ended stream the other day after 30 minutes
because
just was being annoyed at everything. And I was like, I'm not going to have a good, and I'm going to get too worked up. And
that's good. I think it's a good thing to do.
Yeah. And so I'm trying to do that more often where I'm like, if I, you know, have to call out of work, then I got to call out. Like,
yeah. Why do you don't have to do it? You can just say, no, I'm not going to do it today.
Yeah, you're right. But it's hard because you're always chasing like relevancy and.
Yeah. It's streaming, I think, is a very. What's weird for me about streaming is like it's an ingenious business model in that you are monetizing the individual, like an individual person is handing you dollars.
Yeah.
And that is why streamers get at the top, not most streamers, but are so wealthy is because there's no product. They're just handing you money. There's no cost of goods. It's just here it is. The product is your time. How much time do you want to spend on it? And what the problem is, what they're really paying for is access. They want to poke Bugs Bunny and have Bugs Bunny say, ouch, you poked me through the TV and I felt it. And you're Bugs. And, Bugs you know, and so am I when I do the podcast, essentially. And it's strange because then when your job is tied into like your life itself being interesting to people on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But my problem with streaming personally and why I don't like doing it, and actually I think a problem with how much I'm recording right now as well, because I'm recording so much.
Two podcasts is a lot.
Dan Harmon said something about this I thought was like pretty smart, where it was basically like, you're really relatable. Maybe we talked about this on M2AF. You're really relatable when you're not successful because you're a person in real life.
Yeah.
And then when you become successful, you also become less relatable. And it's the beginning of your fall off because no one can relate to the things you feel on a daily basis anymore except for other successful people who are not the people engaging with the thing you make mostly.
Yeah.
And part of what I don't like about streaming is, as myself, not as like a thing people do, I don't like doing it myself, is to be successful at it, like in the most upfront way, you must do it all the time. Mm-hmm. But doing it all the time means all of your time spent in life is streaming. Yeah. So when you go back to reference the stories of your life, the things that make you interesting,
they're no longer.
It's all filled with time spent talking to the people you're currently talking to.
Yeah.
So like once you run out of the surface, like not the surface, the things that immediately bubble to the surface about you that you think other people would find interesting, what's left is the years and years and years you've spent. That's why I think the yard is fine for me because the yard is about creating banter out of thin air. It's not about telling stories necessarily.
Right. Yeah.
So I think I've gotten better over time at doing that. But for streaming, I think it can be that way. But I think Northern Lion is a really great example of someone who like he's just materializing ideas out of just what feels like nothing.
Yeah.
And he's really, really good at that. I think what you're really good at is like attaching sort of story to what you're doing. Like you have like events and there's people who come to you for things that you love. People love watching you like bake and stuff. You've attached it to like true personality traits of you. But I think a lot of streamers, what they do is, you know, their goal is the lifestyle, not the medium.
Yeah.
So their streams are very self-referential of themselves being streamers. And it's very thin. And I think it actually over time makes you a less interesting person.
Yeah.
Which is a terrible long-term play. I don't want to wake up and be 40 and be like rich as fuck and also feel like I've learned nothing about myself and I've developed in only ways that are pertaining to my career. I want to develop in the way you develop when you like read books and walk through parks and hang out with your friends also.
Yeah.
I think streaming. I think by the way you succeed at streaming is by defying those things.
Yeah. I think you're right.
I think it's bad. But
it's interesting.
Has upsides.
The biggest thing that's I've noticed lately, because I've been going through this where I'm like reworking exactly what I want to do. Because I'm trying to find more life work balance too. Mm-hmm. So like Tuesdays and Fridays, I'm off.
That's great.
Like off. I'm not even taking meetings those days.
You're not working on it. That's good.
Yeah. And so I'm like,
It'll make you, my hypothesis is it'll make you better.
Yeah.
On the days you are working.
Mm-hmm.
Not even because it's a day to recharge.
Yeah.
It's a day to absorb. Yeah. It is a day to go out and be worldly and come back with ideas. And like, you are feeding the relatable side of yourself, which is like the human side of yourself.
What's interesting though, is I've seen that the thing I care most about is that like sense of community.
Uh-huh.
That you like grow.
Yeah.
And then I've paused and I've realized, because I keep seeing maybe you've heard this, but there's lots of content creators that are like, or not even content creators, but like content advice. They'll be like, this is how you grow an audience. This is whatever. And obviously like I have an audience. If you're watching this right now, we've got an audience. Sometimes I have a hard time convincing.
Probably the most viewed episode we've ever had, by
probably.
The way.
We're probably 4 million.
Yeah, Ray's not here and I bring basically no audience outside of you, and it's probably going to be the biggest episode I can even imagine.
It's going to be awesome. We're going to take over. We're going to have a spinoff.
People are waiting for the spinoff.
It's going to be...
I've heard dozens, tens of people ask for the spinoff.
I would like to be... I like our spinoff being once in every while.
I think this is how I'll sunset.
What if we call it once in every while?
Once in every while.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's elegant. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and we just do it whenever.
What about... Dax Flame said something I think amazing on our show recently.
Okay.
He said
love him.
Smiles per hour.
Cute.
I couldn't get over it. I was laughing
him.
About it for like 2 days.
He's so cute.
It was in our D&D thing, and it was he created like this event where we go and we watch horses race basically.
Uh-huh.
But the crowd, they're running in smiles per hour, and they're trying to make the crowd smile. I couldn't get over it. He's one of the funniest people alive for that. I couldn't
so
believe. So smiles per hour is a podcast idea.
Okay.
I cut you off to say that. What were you saying?
But a lot of people, you'll see like in all these. I would say like all these outsiders looking in will be like, this is how you have to grow an audience. You need a parasocial following. You need yeah. that, you know, let your audience be.
Yeah.
How do you let your audience be parasocial? Like, that's my thing, is I'm sitting here and I'm like, parasocial over what? Like, what does that even mean? I don't understand what that means.
I have a take. I think, you know, Slime likes to talk about diaper play with certain streamers.
Well, and do it.
And he likes to do it.
Yeah. It's projection. I learned about that in therapy too.
I have when he like
he knows too much about
when
it.
When he wiggles around in the yeah. seat, I've heard a crinkle.
Yeah,
and this explains quite a lot. I think the way I interpret the diaper play streamer
uh-huh.
is someone who, when they notice the path of feeding parasocial behavior as a means to grow, they don't fight against it.
Yeah,
but they don't,
I see what you're saying.
They don't necessarily like double down into it. They just allow themselves to go that way and try to put it into a dark corner of their mind where they don't think about it. And I think that's when you do parasocialness wrong. I think you cannot say you are a Twitch streamer that is not engaging in parasocial behavior, because...
Yeah,
that is what it is.
But yeah, that's my problem.
Medium,
I just don't know.
The medium is about interacting with TV, and so
yeah.
if you are engaging in the medium, it is parasocial by nature. But I think that one example is maybe like Sanchovies,
okay.
who, and if you say anything in his chat that he doesn't like, he just bans you and says $50 to become unbanned. I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done that so much that it's probably over time hurt his viewership.
Yeah.
It made his community smaller, but he's created a community that's smaller that he doesn't care if it's bigger, that he really likes talking to those people.
Right.
And that there's parasocial aspects to how people engage with him, because he's not really their friend.
Right.
And some of them might engage with him like they would a friend, even if they don't think they're friends. But I think the lucidness to like not like willingly allow it to go down the most parasocial path possible, that was so hard to say,
right,
is what I believe to be like the, I don't know if ethical,
the diaper the ethical diaper play,
that is
unethical.
Fighting against the diaper, that is
right,
saying, you
I
know
see.
What I'm going to start potty training, and then
right.
eventually I'll sit on the toilet all on my own and use the bidet on max setting, and that's when you become an adult.
There's a few people that definitely understood that,
yeah,
that are listening.
Yeah, if you've ever hit a bidet on level 5, you know
yeah.
that everyone else is just stupid and missing out.
Yeah.
Do level girls 5. Use bidets?
They're the best on your period. But we'll talk about that more in a second, because we have to go to the Patreon.
That was the whole show?
Well, we do an hour and then an hour. You come to the Patreon.
Oh my God. That would be a crazy mod for a Power Wash Simulator.
What?
Let's not get into it.
Oh.
Let's go to the Patreon.
I got there. Yep. Mm-hmm. Going to the Patreon. We didn't even introduce you. This was Nick, by the way.
I'm Nick.
That's so funny.
I'm Nick, and I'm in a part of my life where I don't know what I say after that. And that's been confusing for me. See you later.
Bye.